In Oklahoma, two women went to the county fair with two men and never made it home. They were discovered shot in the head and buried together. In 60 seconds, I'll be back with more on Real Crime Cases.
Did you know that we have American soldiers who are being imprisoned in their own country as a result of Middle Eastern wars? These forgotten heroes need you now. Please go to FreeOurTroops.com. That's FreeOurTroops.com. And make a small donation to help us campaign for presidential pardons for our heroes. With your donation, you'll also receive a chance to appear as an extra in the movie Mad Dog 5. Again, go to FreeOurTroops.com and become their hero today.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
It was September 23rd, 1987. Cheryl Ginzer, 25, and Lisa Penninger, 16, went out for a night of fun at the Oklahoma State Fair with friends Doug Lawson and Lane Henley. Lisa and Cheryl never made it home that night. Their bodies were discovered 3 weeks later, each shot in the head, buried together in a shallow grave near a small pond in Britain. 5 years later, Doug Lawson was arrested on drug charges. He identified Lane Henley as Cheryl and Lisa's killer in exchange for a reduced jail sentence. Henley was arrested in Dallas, where he was living, and extradited back to Oklahoma City. On the eve of the trial, however, 19 months later, Lawson recanted his story and Henley was set free. Lane Henley moved to Roswell, New Mexico, and the investigation stagnated. If you have information on the murder of Cheryl Ginzer and Lisa Penninger, please call the FBI or contact me at my website, realcrimecases.com.